Now your windows, what did you usually have to keep the sunlight out at your windows?
Curtains. My mother had curtains on. You know, they wasn't curtain that slid like this. There was a curtain that you had a bar across there with a spring in it. You'd pull it down, and it'd catch, and then you could make it turn loose, and they'd go back. We'd turn them things loose, and they'd go up and tear all the pieces, and my mother would spank her by tearing up them curtains.
Did they ever call those a window shades?
That's a window shades.
You know, we used to do that in school. They had it in school. Like, yeah. You ever take the teacher gets spanked?
No, right.
Something like that. Now,
what
about trouble? What about the ones that are on rollers that you pull down? What would you call those? Or I know the kind that open and shut like that. That's what I'm talking about. What would you?
You mean the shades or windows?
The shades that you can you can pull this cord. They'll open. They'll turn like this.
Oh, what do you call the things? There's many different kinds, man. I can't think of what you call them. I put things in that I don't like.
Y'all used to just call us blinds?
That's right. That's right.
Let's see. You mentioned, you're talking about having the wash basin and all there in you, right in your bedroom. The piece of cloth that you would use to wash your face with, what y'all usually call that?
Wash towel or wash cloth.
And the one that you dry off with after you had
a towel.
What about the things that your mother would wash dishes with? What would she call that?
A dish pan or a dish basin.
And the piece of cloth she used?
Well, I call it a dish rag. A lot of people say, I want to, what are you, I'm cooking you, what you cooking today? And she'd say, I'm cooking soup. Well, a vegetable soup, boy, my wife can cook that. To fare you well. And, she'd say, I'm even going to throw the dish rag in it. I'm putting everything I've got in it, even I'm going to put the dish rag in. Well, you can just bet that with all of it.
Yes. Did you
Do I ever go to a chitlin' supper? Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing. Chitlin's, you know what that is? That's the stomach of a hog. Or they call it in the actual way you pronounce it, chitterings or something like that.
Did y'all ever butcher hogs?
Yes, sir. That's the butcher.
About what time of the year would you use it?
In the winter, when it got cold enough to have frost, freeze, you butcher all your hog. Have about seven in the family and all the company you'd have to keep about 10 head big hogs.
Now, you are. About what months y'all usually have the first freeze? What months maybe would you?
Well, you say November and December begin to get cold enough.
Something like that. Now, could you tell me about the work you did when you butchered the hog?
Whew. That was a job. You had to go through all the killing and the butchering and scalding and scraping and then cut them up for your smoking. And then you had to grind the meat for your sausage. And you had to clean the chitlins for the intro part of the belly part of the hog. You use that for the casings for your sausage. And then they'd get all that, they'd over. Then they'd wash them and plait them and have chitlin suppers. And I'd have a time. You ever been to a chitlin supper? Yes, sir, I've been to a chitlin supper. I wouldn't eat them things at all. I said, well, you just don't know what you're missing. It wasn't but just the other night down there. An old lady over at Freeport was talking about she wouldn't eat, and she called them hog guts. You wouldn't eat them things at all. I said, you just know what you're missing. I said, they don't get good at all. Then whenever you start eating them after they got them all fixed and on the table and you're eating chitlins and trimmings, unless you can crack, you run up on some cracked corn in them every once in a while.
Wouldn't have anything to do with it.
No, she didn't want no chitlins. She called them hog guts. She didn't want them at all. I don't know. I didn't care for them either.